The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, it's the heart of Dublin our next guest had in mind when he put out this tweet this week. He said, "I have decided to adopt three shops or cafes that I think Dublin would be much the worst place if it was without them. And that is the serious risk at the moment. So every week or two, I'm going to go to town and buy something in at least one of them." And he is historian Tim Carey, and he joins me now. Tim, thanks for coming in. Your tweet has gained a lot of momentum, hasn't it?
Yeah, it went kind of mental. I was in town on Thursday, and which was kind of unusual, not in that often, and went for a walk around and got, you know, just this just so quiet, and you're just looking at these businesses saying, how are these businesses going to survive? And, you know, we're all sort of, I think, overwhelmed by the enormity of what's happening, and it's really hard to get a handle on something that you can actually do. So I went to a cafe that I've gone to since I was in college, Simon's Place in George's Street Arcade.
It was
Marx Brothers. And then, so, and I made a purpose of walking a mile to it, thinking I'm going to spend my money there today because I value that place. And then I was coming back and I went to Books Upstairs and I said, I value this place. And I just said, okay, I haven't been in for like months, you know, they're missing my business. This is what I would normally do. Are these places going to be here when I'm done, when this is all over?
So you're going to make the effort.
So I'm going to make the effort.
Regularly.
And I just said,
one,
I'm going to adopt.
Well,
the third one is Hodges Figgis, which is legendary. So I just said, you know, adopt a shop. You know, let's make it my business to spend money in these three places every week or two. Doesn't have to be a huge amount of money. Just do it.
Yeah, it might have been cheaper to adopt a pound shop instead.
Yeah, would have. Yeah, yeah.
But you'll benefit in the long run.
I'll benefit. Like, I mean, I'll be the worst person. My life would be worse if these shops aren't there when all this is over.
Now, as a historian, you've written a book about Dublin since 1922. One of them features in that history of Dublin, Books Upstairs.
Books Upstairs. So, I mean, I saw the opening of Books Upstairs, I think it was in 1978, as being one of the most significant things to happen in the history of the city in terms of commercial life, and the way Books Upstairs brought in new types of authors and genres and feminism and philosophy, you know, and just like Dublin without Books Upstairs is a devalued place. Dublin without Simon's Place is a devalued place. So there's a real self-interest in this, that I want them to be here when all this is done and I'm back in town every day.
And in terms of the reaction then that you got from people and others tweeting in response, some of them have talked about, this is a great idea, adopt a shop, I'm going to do it in Waterford or
yeah,
wherever.
I mean, it's gone. I mean, it doesn't have to, it's just, it's what do you value? Okay, there's a load of things going on, but like, this is a small thing that all of us can do pretty easily. What do you value in terms of a shop or a cafe that isn't doing well, or you feel, look, this is struggling? And, you know, make the effort to do it. So this can be in Listowel, there's Galway, people are on from Brussels, people are on from the UK. My phone kind of exploded with replies and a huge amount of positivity. And I think what really struck people is this is doable. Like, if we all did this, this would make a difference for people.
And it's interesting, as a historian, having written about Dublin, the importance and the role of particular shops, particular experiences of going to the city centre. Do you feel that much of that is in jeopardy now?
Oh, well, I mean, any town centre or city centre at the moment, because we're all working from home, we're all kind of afraid to take public transport, we're all afraid to go out or concerned about going out. And, you know, you have to fear for these places. Like, this was Dublin on a Thursday lunchtime and it was so quiet. And I went into each of these places and, you know, there's a variety of business in them, but you're just kind of going, how are these going to survive the winter? You know, and, you know, when there was that, you know, huge amount of public outgiving of emotion and when Bewley's closed on Grafton Street, like, this is like, there's lots of little Bewley's around the place, you know, little shops that you particularly like and that you think that you can support. So it just went on the tweet. I just went, adopt a shop, hashtag adopt a shop. And it's just,
and it's taken off from there. And it's a wonderful idea because, in a way, you're using whatever social media platform you have, but also your buying power as a consumer to say, I'm going to be a customer.
I'm going to be a customer. I'm going to make sure. And I'm going to go in every week or two, whether I need to or not, and spend my money there.
Tim Carey, historian, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.